I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ken, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get back to some sort of normality in my life.
Was I ever in normality mode?
Dude, it's our first show of 2020.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Happy 2020. New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy and Ken, our first show of the new year. Welcome to it. And tonight, we are traveling beyond. It is Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We have got five different types of San Diego craft that is not beer.
Not a single one of them.
Things that you should be trying in this new year, burgeoning industries that are happening right in our own backyard. I know we've got meaderies, we've got sake, we've got distilleries, we've got cider works.
A cidery?
And then, of course, there's all the places out there making hard kombucha.
The boochmongers.
I think the only thing we didn't grab for this show would be a hard seltzer.
No. Comment.
You have to draw the line somewhere. I mean, this could kind of...
Are those still around in 2020, hard seltzers?
Dude, the White Claw is strong.
It's here to stay, isn't it?
So, since we celebrate everything San Diego craft, let's do something that we had these guys on the program earlier last year. Our friends from Juneshine, who make hard kombucha here in San Diego, they make this with green tea, so it's Jun.
Hence the name Juneshine. Get it?
Still think the story of how they came up with that name, making stuff in their North Park garage when somebody walks by and goes, "Hey, y'all making moonshine in there?"
No, my good fellow, it's Juneshine. What differentiates it from some kombucha is that this stuff's made with green tea. This is their honey ginger lemon. I think it's like the perfect thing for, I had one of these New Year's Day. It's light, a hint of ginger, you got some lemon, it's like a lemony gingery mimosa.
You know, it's funny that I can compare this to a beer if you've had like a shandy. This is very similar to that, except this doesn't have any barley in it, this doesn't have any wheat, this is all just fermented green tea. Makes it gluten-free, right?
It is gluten-free.
There we go. You know what? It's not going to be a dry 2020 for us, but at least we can have less gluten in our lives.
Yeah, a little less gluten.
We'll drink to that in this song right here. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. As Ken spends most of 2020 already contemplating getting off Facebook.
Oh man, I hate Facebook.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Tonight we're celebrating everything San Diego that is craft beyond beer. Started off the program with Juneshine, their honey ginger lemon Juneshine. And you brought this to the table. I have never heard of Guthrie Cider Works before until, well, you just poured it out into my glass.
Yeah, Guthrie is a local cider works. And of course, we've had Newtopia on many times. Mm-hmm. We love those guys and what they do. But I wanted to just bring out another local cidery that people may not be familiar with.
Yeah, this you're introducing me to. This is their Malouse.
Malouse. I have no idea what that means. Wow. Maybe it's a duck moose hybrid.
I have no idea, but it's got a very dry, champagne-y nose to it.
Ooh, that is delightful.
They're definitely not leaving very much sugar in there.
No, not much sugar at all. Their slogan at Guthrie Cider Works is cider does not have to be sweet.
They are definitely proving that.
Yeah, it's definitely like along the lines of a British cider.
So is that kind of a delineating thing between a British cider and other ciders, is the lack there of sugar?
Well, you know, I believe so. Don't quote me on this.
Are you making things up, Ken?
I am, indeed.
You know, thinking about it, drinking this and thinking about the qualities, this would be something to pair really well with food.
Yeah, this would be perfect for like when you've got out the charcuterie board. It's good with like party platter stuff.
So I'm gonna finish this, and then we're going to move to something that's inherently a little bit sweeter. We're going to go from a cider works to a meadery. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Jeremy and our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. Although tonight, we are not focusing on beer. There are a lot of craft scenes in San Diego, all covered under the word craft, but they're not all breweries. We've had a cider works. We just had Malouse from Guthrie's and started off the program with Juneshine, honey, ginger, lemon. So many different types of things you can find that are craft in San Diego.
It's a smorgasbord of adult beverages.
It is, including exactly, when you pulled it out, I really thought you were going to show me something like an olive oil, because the bottle is so, it looks like an olive oil bottle.
It does. It's very tall, and then it's got kind of an interesting sort of Dungeons and Dragons picture on it. This is from our friends at Lost Cause Meadery down in the Mirilani Makers District. And if you'll recall, the guy is like a herpetologist.
Yes, I remember
started
that. I remember you guys really got off on that.
Yeah, we all geeked out on desert lizards.
Have you smelled? I mean, do you even know what you brought me?
You know, I do not. I have never tried this. I've had a lot of local meads. Golden Coast, one of my favorites. The things that we have had from Lost Cause, though, are always envelope pushing. Like, what kind of weird flavors can we put in this mead?
So this has come up, and this one, you sold me when you told me it had, like, ancho chilies in it and buckwheat honey. It's got this real dark color to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the color of, like, a real deep, deep amber maple syrup.
This tastes like something that has been barrel aged, but I got a feeling they're getting the smokiness from the peppers and not a barrel.
Oh my goodness.
It's sweet, and it almost has that same resonance like a pastry stout would in your palate, but it finishes so much cleaner and is just, it's got just enough of that honey sweetness to it that you know you're drinking something really cool.
This is amazing. Clearly got some dark fruits in here. It's got grape, fig, and cherry, and then of course those three different chilies, the ancho, pasilla, and
You
Chipotle.
Get those just in the back of your throat as you're drinking it down.
And it is like a dark fruit, just a hint of that honey, and just it eases into that heat. The heat doesn't sort of, you know, kick you in the back of the throat. It just kind of dovetails right into it.
It gets you there. This right here, the epitome of well-crafted, high ABV drinking material.
Wait, what is the ABV?
It's like 10%.
Oh, good. Well, let's have some more then. This is something, if you're looking for a local craft beverage that is totally different from anything you've had before, yeah, I recommend this one.
We're going to play this, and we'll be back. We're going to stick in the Mirilani Makers District and go to another different San Diego craft scene next. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. I'm so glad you decided to bring this one tonight, Ken. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've had the Lost Cause Meadery Comeuppance, we've had Guthrie Cider Works Maloose, Juneshine Honey Ginger Lemon. If you notice, there aren't any beers in this list, and tonight there will be no beers. We are drinking all the other craft things in San Diego. You should definitely make a point. Make this your New Year's resolution to try something more than just San Diego's craft beer
scene. Get out there and explore. Get off of the IPAs!
And I would start with this right here, because this is something that just recently made its way to Costco. Definitely friends of the show. You brought Seti-san Sake, their Ronin Clear.
Yeah, it's too bad I couldn't bring Josh, but he's probably doing something highly inappropriate dressed in a furry costume right now.
Well, we know Josh. Anyways, so Ronin Clear, basically their version of clear sake, but they do it to Ginjo grade, if I remember his sales points correctly, and that has everything to do with the polish of
rice.
Yeah,
basically when you're making sake, you want to use rice that has been highly polished to get rid of the proteins and the lipids, all that stuff that's on the outside of the kernel, and that gives you a much more pure, better quality sake. It's just very light, very clean. It's got that unique kind of sake flavor. I don't quite know how to describe it.
It's that sake flavor, but here's the thing. You're not getting those alcoholy esters you get with
like
a hot sake.
No, it's not
sake.
Fumey.
Yes.
You know, when you go to Benihana and you order a hot sake and it just smells like butane.
You're not wrong. This couldn't be further from...
that's why I'm having some more here.
There he goes. Well, he has some more. We're going to take a break. We come back. I've got some Josh-themed music to go along with this.
Oh, dear Lord.
How do you feel about metal? And then we'll have our last cocktail of the night. It's Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Out of all the things that we could have featured for our last drink tonight, you had to bring back my 2019 nemesis. You had to bring back the literal alcohol that set my internal organs ablaze.
Oh man, how sweet it is.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy and Ken doing our San Diego Craft in 2020 that is beyond beer. We've had Setting Sensaki's Running Clear, the Lost Cause Meadery Comeuppance, which if you see that is my recommendation out of what we're having tonight for you to try. We've also had the Guthrie Cider Works Maloose and Juneshine's Honey Ginger Lemon. Now, one of the things that blew our mind over the last year was when we had Nick come in from 619 Spirits.
Oh my God.
With all his amazing vodka infusions, the cucumber, the rose, he lit me up with the scorpion pepper.
Oh, it was lit, dude.
You love heat. Heat destroys me. You created this literally earlier this week. You created this for New Year's. So this is what we're calling Ken Wright's New Year's Eve Firecracker.
Yeah, I make this by taking any quality vodka you like. I mix that with the 619 vodka infused with scorpion pepper, added some mango nectar, a little bit of triple sec for sweetness and body, because the triple sec adds, you know, triple sec adds a little bit of orange flavor, a little bit of heaviness, a little bit of sweetness. It's a great mixer. And then a little lime juice, of course, to give it some acidity.
And you rimmed it with tahini.
And then the tahini. Oh, my goodness.
I like the touch you put on it. After it was done, you put a dash of grenadine in the bottom of it, so it's got this yeah, wonderful, so kind of like tequila sunrise, sunset.
So it looks like fire.
Kudos to you on this beverage, because honestly,
like,
I would have really liked to try the actual Ken Wright version that was nothing but the scorpion pepper vodka from 619, because...
Oh, don't tempt me, Frodo.
No, I like the fact you have the mango nectar that's kind of cooling that
yep.
down. And I got almost that green chili
yep.
flavor out of it. This is a delicious damn cocktail.
Well, thank you, Jeremy.
Cheers on an amazing
Cheers,
cocktail.
Buddy.
Something as hot as this could only go with a song that's got just as much fire behind it. We will see you next week, next Friday night, 7 o'clock for the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.